Good morning and welcome to the Natural State of Weather podcast, which really has turned into a quarterly thing thanks to work schedules, Todd.
Speaking of work schedules.
We're very busy.
Doing this podcast and I'm making weather graphics at the same time.
But we got some stuff we need to talk about. It's almost your favorite time of year.
Almost. What's yours? What, May,
well,
June,
well, we're
July?
In my favorite time of year. It's football. It's warm. I'm all about this time of year.
Record-breaking heat next week. What do you think?
It's possible. After I declared it not possible last night, it's possible.
Well, do we reach 100 degrees again? And that's the thing.
Someone does.
September 29th is the latest, back in 1953.
Strong ridge is right on top of us.
Ground is dry.
Yeah, it's possible.
Going to be mid and upper 90s for sure.
Yeah, so we've got to deal with that. A cold front will get through here, though, before the end of the month, kind of usher in some cooler air. What I want to talk about, though, is the preliminary weather bell outlook for the upcoming winter season. Todd, we're in a triple dip La Nina.
How rare is that?
It happened in 1975 and it happened in 2000.
Triple, 3 years?
Triple dip.
A triple dip.
The third cool season in a row with La Nina conditions.
So it's in the past century, this will be the third time.
Well, the past 75 years. Yeah. But it makes it kind of hard to draw conclusions when trying to make a winter forecast. Because December 1975 went one way, December 2000 went extremely the other way. So
we haven't had many cold Decembers.
You know, if you combine those two Decembers and average them together, you just get an average December. So
yeah, but we haven't had a cold December.
So the weatherbell.com forecast, Todd, Joe Bastardi's forecasting average to below average temperatures for over the course of November.
And I was
to
supposed
March.
To have dinner with him in Pittsburgh.
November to March. Yeah, he bailed on you, didn't he?
Yeah, he had some car issues.
Yeah,
so.
I had lunch with his son Garrett not too long ago. The snowfall forecast, it's just always tough. You know, we can get our whole snowfall in one afternoon for the season. But he's got it above average for basically the central portion of the U.S. But what I find more interesting is kind of how he came by these numbers. He's got a deal where he talks about October hurricane hits and that influencing the phase that the MJO is in that favors that. And then that recycling 60 to 90 days later in December, January. And in that phase favoring cooler temperatures. Did everybody stay with me? Did you stay with me on that?
Can you repeat?
So you got the MJO, which basically
Maddie and Julian oscillation.
It moves around the Earth in phases. It's big for hurricane development, also big for temperature anomalies whenever you get a certain phase. Okay, so phase 8, 1, and 2 is better for U.S. hurricane hits.
Yes.
You with me?
They favored them.
So his thing was you get that in October.
But you can have a hurricane and it doesn't affect anybody.
Right. But if you get a U.S. hurricane hit in October, he's talking about the phase the MJO is in then, coming back into that phase by the time you get to December, January, March. And I've got this graph pulled up in front of me. If you'll look at the phases here, Todd, and describe them. Phase 1 and 2 and phase 8 are very cold when you get them in December.
Yeah, it just depends on the time of the year with these phases.
Another thing he's got listed here is who in their right mind would forecast a cold December after warm December after warm December?
Right,
warm
that's
December.
My
so
point.
That's another thing. Because if you end up in phase 2 or phase 3, if it's just off by a little bit, you know, you're talking about above average temperatures. So, you know, another thing is he kind of has the different analogs broken apart season by season for us to look at. And, you know, you can find some cooler ones in there when you average them all together, but then you have winters like 05, 06, which also coincidentally had a very big heat wave that September, that preceding September.
I remember September 5.
Which also was ended by a hurricane, a U.S. hurricane hit that was Rita. Now, I don't think we're going to be dealing with anything in the tropics here going forward. I think we're done. Now,
it's all going to go east.
I could be proven wrong, but we think it's going to go east. He also has analogs like March or winter 14. We remember how that one was cold and icy.
Lots of sleet. That was the year of the sleet.
But when he's averaged all his analogs together for November, December, January, February, it kind of goes like what we've seen in recent years. December's a little bit warmer. January, kind of an average, cold moments. And then February, much colder. So that's kind
of
his...
Where have we seen that before?
That's, yeah, it's been the trend in recent years, and that's kind of his initial forecast kind of goes in that direction. And he's got, you know, some of these long-range models, they're just about as accurate as... I mean, they're just not. You take it with a grain of salt. But there are some things where you can look at this and say, you know, the central part of the U.S., including Arkansas, may have a warm start followed by cold as we go into February. That might be our coldest part of the winter.
But there's also on the table a cold December.
Yes, there is that on the table looking at the MJO. And I would say, you know, if we have a hurricane that ends up hitting the southeast U.S., maybe that's something to look at even a little bit closer.
Here's the thing that when you have hurricanes, and I'm going to wrap this up here in just a little bit, but when you have the lack of hurricanes, the lack of tropical development this time of the year, and all that warmth in the ocean water, all that energy built up, if it's not released, how does that affect the pattern going into winter?
That's something we're going to look at because a hurricane is just a transfer of heat.
Mm-hmm. If you don't have that, what happens?
A hurricane's a heat engine. It takes heat and just disperses it elsewhere.
Right.
And if you don't have that in our basin, what does that result in going down the road? You know, there's some winters and hurricane seasons that we can correlate going back 20, 30, and 40 years. But, you know, we don't do this podcast just to give you Little Rock's going to get 10 inches of snow this winter. That's not how it
works.
James
just said that.
We're looking at the overall pattern, kind of how it's going to shape up, Todd, in the near term, 60 to 90 days. I think we're going to stay dry. I think we're going to see the drought get worse. And, you know, it's tough to say you're just going to go into a bad drought because in one afternoon we can get the rest of our you can get drought-busting rain in October, November. That has happened before. Think about fall 13. We start to creep into a drought. It's over by the time you reach November.
Mm-hmm. It snaps like a rubber band.
Yeah, it does. So a lot to watch. You know, we're in our slowest, most boring weather time of the year. But that's going to come to an end soon. We're about to get busy.
Yep. So...
So, you know, in summary, the weatherbell.com preliminary winter outlook. There's a lot to watch going into December. The official, you know, there's talk about the things that would have to go in a certain direction for us to get a cold December. But given the recent history, probably we'll see some sort of above average temperature going into December. And then, you know, as we've seen the past few years, their forecast favors the coldest part of winter being in February, which would surprise no one given the recency bias. So a lot to look forward to in the weather department as we kind of look at what the season is going to shape up to. We've still got to make it through meteorological fall, which I think in the near term is going to be warm, going to be dry, may see some drought conditions begin to expand. And then as we get into December and beyond, we know how Arkansas winters can be. Pretty much everything is on the table. So we'll come back to this here in a couple of months as we get more data. We expect some pretty quiet weather going forward here near term with the heat continuing to build. But for those of you that want fall, the real fall air, it's coming. Todd, you're going to get your wish here soon enough. The cold air is on its way.
Be patient. It's going to happen.
That's it for the Natural State of Weather podcast today. Just kind of an early look at the winter forecast, just kind of some of the stuff we're looking at. Thanks for trusting us here at Channel 7, the team with the most experience.